Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Sechus Psachim, Daf Nun Vav, the fourth parak, Makom Shenahagu. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a braisa. Shish Dvarim Ase Chizki Amelch Ashosha Hodulo, Vashosha Lohodulo. Chizki Amelch did six things. The Chamim agreed with him concerning three of them, and did not agree concerning the other three. The braisa begins with the actions he took that the Chamim agreed with. Gera Atzmos Aviv Almito Shel Chavalim. He dragged the bones of his father Achaz to the grave on a bier of ropes. Rashi explains that he did this in order to help attain kapara for his father's sins and for a Kiddush Hashem by demonstrating the repulsiveness of Achaz's evil so that others should take heed. Kiseis Nachash and Nechoshes, he crushed the copper servant that Moshe made. Rashi explains that people started attributing healing powers to the image itself and began worshipping it. And Gan Sefer Refuos, he hid the Book of Remedies. Now, this book contained directions for curing all illnesses. Chizkiyahu saw that people were being healed so quickly and effortlessly that illness failed to promote in them a feeling of contrition, humility, which illness should engender. The Braisa continues with the three things that the Chamim disagreed with. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish expounded that when Yaakov wanted to reveal to his sons what would occur at Ketsuyam in the end of days, the Shekhinah departed from him and he was unable to do so. When he expressed his concern that perhaps there's a psul on one of his sons, the brothers answered him reassuringly with Shema Yisrael Shemokeinu Shemachad, to which Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. Now subsequently, the Rabban asked what they should do. Perhaps it's not right to recite it as part of the Shema, since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't state it in the Torah. On the other hand, perhaps it's not right to not recite it, since Yaakov said it. Hiskinu Shiyo Omrim Oso B'chashayit. They enacted that we recite the statement quietly. Now Rabbi Yitzhak said it was said in Rabbi Ami's academy, this is analogous to a king's daughter who smelled the aroma of a stew seasoned with spices and developed a craving for it. If she expresses her desire for it, she suffers disgrace. If she doesn't, she suffers physical distress. Her servants started to bring her the stew secretly. So this is compared to our expressing our desire to say Baruch Shem in a whisper. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis listed six practices that the residents of Yericho did, of which three the Rabban rebuked them for, and three which they did not. One of the practices they were rebuked for was Matirin Gamzil Shel Hekdesh. They would permit for personal use branches of trees that belong to Hekdesh. Now the Gemara presents the rationale for doing so. Avosenu Hikdishu El Koros. Our forefathers consecrated only the trunks of the carob and sycamore trees. Vanu Natir Gamzil Shel Hekdesh Shel Charuv Shel Shikma. And so we may permit for our personal use the branches of the carob and sycamore trees that belong to the temple treasury. The people of Yericho held like the one who said, Ein me'ilo b'giduan. Growth that results after consecration of the trunks are not subject to me'ila. Well, the Rabban hold that while there's no me'ila, the growths are forbidden amid the Rabban. So once again, the three points are number one. It was taught in a braisa, Shisha Dvarim Ase Chizki Amelch Oshosho Hodulo, Valshosho Lohodulo. Chizki Amelch did six things. The Chamim agreed with him concerning three of them, and didn't agree concerning the other three. The braisa begins with the actions he took that the Chamim agreed with. Gera Atzmos Aviv Almito Shel Chavalim. He dragged the bones of his father Achaz to the grave on the bier of ropes. Rashi explains that he did this in order to help attain kapara for his father's sins and for a Kiddush Hashem by demonstrating the repulsiveness of Achaz's evil so that others should take heed. Kiseis Nachash and Nechoshes. He crushed the copper servant that Moshe made. Rashi explains that people started attributing healing powers to the image itself and began worshipping it. And Gan Sefer Refuos, he hid the Book of Remedies. Now this book contained directions for curing all illnesses. Hizkiyahu saw that people were being healed so quickly and effortlessly that illness failed to promote in them a feeling of contrition and humility, which illness should engender. The braisa continues with the three things that the Chamim disagreed with. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish expounded that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to his sons what would occur at Ketsuyam, the end of days, the Shekhinah departed from him and was unable to do so. When he expressed his concern that perhaps there was a psul in one of his sons, the brothers answered him reassuringly with, Shema Yisrael Shem Alkeinu Shem Echad, to which Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed. Subsequently, the Rabban asked what they should do. Perhaps it's not right to recite it as part of the Shema, since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't state it in the Torah. On the other hand, perhaps it's not right to not recite it, since Yaakov said it. So Yiskinu Shiyomrim Osu B'chashai. So they enacted that we recite this statement quietly. Rabbi Yitzhak said it was said in Rabbi Yami's academy, this is analogous to a king's daughter who smelled the aroma of a stew seasoned with spices and developed a craving for it. If she expresses her desire for it, she suffers disgrace. If she doesn't, she suffers physical distress. Her servants started to bring her the stew secretly. Now this is compared to our expressing our desire to say Baruch Shem in a whisper. And point number three, on the Mishnah Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis listed six practices that the residents of Yericho did, of which three the Rabban rebuked them for, and three which they did not. One of the practices they were rebuked for was Matirin Gamzil Shel Hekdesh. They would permit for personal use branches of trees that belong to Hekdesh. Now the Gemara presents a rationale for doing so. Avosenu Ekdishu El Koros. Our forefathers consecrated only the trunks of the carob and sycamore trees. And so we may permit for our personal use the branches of the carob and sycamore trees that belong to the temple treasury. The people of Yericho held, like the one who said, Ein me'ila b'giduan. Growth that results after consecration of the trunks are not subject to me'ila. Well, the Rabbanan hold that while there is no me'ila, the growths are forbidden mid the Rabbanan. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Nun Vav, and this one came to us by way of Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both recommended Nun Vav is the Shusher in Shul going nu-nu. The Shusher in Shul going nu-nu. So here goes. When the shulgoers gasped in shock when the Shusher in Shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuva and whisper Baruch Shem instead and stop using the branches of Hekdesh for personal use. Once again, in slow motion. When the shulgoers gasped in shock when the Shusher in Shul, that must mean we're on Duff Nun Vav. When the shulgoers gasped in shock when the Shusher in Shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuva, which reminds us that the three things Hizkiel Melech did that the Rabbanan agreed with was that he dragged the bones of his father Achaz to the grave on a bier of ropes. He crushed the Nachash and the Choshes. He crushed the copper serpent that Moshe made. Rashi explains that people started attributing healing powers to the image itself and began worshiping it. And it was gone to Sefer Refuahs. He hid the Book of Remedies, which contained directions for curing all illnesses. Hizkiyahu saw that people were being healed so quickly and effortlessly that illness failed to promote in them a feeling of contrition and humility, which illness should engender. So when the shulgoers gasped in shock when the Shusher and Shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuva and whisper Baruch Shem instead. Which reminds us that Rabban had a question whether to include Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Solom Ve'ed in Kriyishma. On one hand, Moshe didn't state it in the Torah, but on the other hand, Yaakov Vinu said it. So they enacted that it should be said quietly in a whisper, and the Gemara brings the analogy of this, of the Basmel craving the stew. So when the shulgoers gasped in shock when the Shusher and Shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuva and whisper Baruch Shem instead, and stop using the branches of Hekdesh for personal use. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the practices of Anshe Yericho, three of which the Rabbanan protested and three which they did not. One that the Rabbanan did protest was their use of Gamzil Shel Hekdesh, the branches of the trees that belong to Hekdesh. The people of Yericho held, like the one who said, Ein me'il b'giduan, growth that results after the consecration of the trunks are not subject to me'ila, while the Rabbanan hold that while there is no me'ila, the growths are forbidden mid the Rabbanan. So once again, when the shulgoers gasped in shock when the Shusher and Shul hid the Book of Wonder Cures away, he shushed them and told them to do teshuva and whisper Baruch Shem instead and stop using the branches of Hekdesh for personal use. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.